Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and I'm here today with
Shavana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX and the enforcer. Do you see my red finger?
It's right there.
It's just waiting.
You didn't have to raise it.
We're anyway.
Here at my, you know, one of my very favorite segments. I love all four, actually, almost equally at this point. But everyone knows that Coach Nelson loves CJ's Corner.
Yes.
And we have a lot of sports stuff going on this week. And
yes.
I'm going to let you take the lead on the first story because, oh my goodness.
Well, okay. First of all, everyone knows that I love the Astros. Love, love, love the Astros. Have for as long as I can remember. And we're struggling big time. And, you know, I've been the biggest fan. I continue to advocate for them. And I was at a game, I guess, maybe 2 weeks ago. And I thought, they need a performance coach like me.
Guess who's a performance coach?
Ta-da! Because, okay, they are all professional athletes. So they know how to play baseball. But you can see it. It's like this deer in the headlights look on their face when they go up to bat. And it's just, they're in their heads. And they need someone to help them sort of snap out of it. And I know someone who can do that. Me.
Do you hear me, Jim Crane? Do you hear her?
I mean, it's
we can really help.
We can.
I'm just coming along for the ride. She's going to do the work.
I mean, first of all, there are injuries, there are all these roster moves. There's been a bunch of inconsistencies and the administration, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of change, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. I understand that. And I thought we would be past the stormy part of the change, but we're not yet. But, yeah, so I have not lost all hope, but I do think that we're getting to the point where if we don't turn around, like, oh, I don't know, within the next, you know, couple of weeks – I just don't know that we will this season. That's my take. I'm coming down to reality now.
Well, I'm hoping that we turn it around.
Me too.
Because, as you know, not that I'm a fair weather fan, but I am a playoff fan.
Yeah. Doesn't that make you fair weather?
No.
Kind of by definition?
No, I'm hoping that they'll get to the playoffs so I can watch.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to a game July 27th, I think. I think that's
okay. Okay. And so, speaking of front office changes, did you hear about the Texans?
Oh, this is crazy. Dylan Thompson, how dare you? The Houston Texans director of team development, now we know we're in my zone, is leaving to join the Washington Commanders in a similar role. Why would you? Come on already. We don't know.
Well, I'll say this.
Did you hear more than I've seen in the paper and stuff?
Well, I'll say this. I know that the Commanders have some people who used to be in Houston there. So, I mean,
they do. I did not know that.
They do. So, that could be maybe one of the reasons. I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of like your friend goes somewhere and they have a job and they say, hey, I want to recruit you away. Like, that could happen.
I do understand, but this guy was a real part of our turnaround.
Yes.
And CJ and my other love, Will Anderson, really think a lot of him. I mean, he was very important to them.
And it was unexpected. I think that's the other big part of this story is that it wasn't like, okay, he's unhappy and, you know, with the team with him, and therefore he's looking for a different opportunity. He's very well liked by the team. And so this is sort of this unexpected thing that can shake you a bit.
Probably a lot of money.
Probably.
That would be my guess, you know.
Either way, I think that, I mean, obviously it's a game for the Commanders, but I don't think that that's going to impact us in any negative way. Well, they still have us. And I mean, what else do you need, really?
Not much.
Guys, we're
going to be on the sidelines this year, so you can be happy about that.
So then the other, and speaking of sidelines, did you hear that the NCAA has approved on-field sponsorships for the football games?
I just don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I do not want to see FedEx in the middle of Daryl Royal Stadium. You know, I just don't. So, I want to see the Longhorn out there.
Right. And everyone knows about the name, image, likeness legislation, I guess, for lack of a better word. So now college athletes can be paid and have endorsements, just like professional athletes, which there was lots of controversy around that when that initially came out a few years ago. And now I feel like the commercialization of college football, I mean, I think it's like going to get here. And one of the reasons I love college athletics is because it feels more pure to me than professional athletics. And this story,
it's almost like the last.
Yeah, it's kind of bleeding,
you know,
over.
The last stand. I mean, there's, you know, I don't know. They're going to make money, but they're not even talking about big money for me, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, because if it's not a $1 million mattress type money, then, I mean, you don't want it.
I mean, it could bring in mid-six figures to $3 million annually for the schools. But mid-six figures, $500,000 ain't worth it to me.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
Royal Stadium or even Kyle Field, whatever they call that thing.
I was like, what? Did you see my face? What? Do you even know the name of the stadium?
I know. Of course I know.
Okay, so let's talk about more positive news. So Simone Biles, did you hear about her?
Oh, my God. I just love this girl. I mean, she is the nicest person, number one. She has a wonderful family, which I think has helped her through every struggle, et cetera, et cetera. And she just vaulted to a historic 9th U.S. gymnastics title.
I think that's amazing.
I mean, I think this week or next week is the tryouts for our Olympic team.
Yes.
And they're just saying that people are just trying out to see who goes with Simone.
I mean, right, like, at this point. Yeah.
I'm so excited to see her in action. She seems so happy.
She seems happy. And, you know, this is what I mean about going back to the Astros and the mental part of the game, any game.
Uh-huh.
Based on what you just said, I think obviously she's had, you know, some rough patches over the years, you know, just as it were. But here lately, she really does seem super happy with her life in general. And that is translated to this amazing performance. I can't wait.
I'm so excited. The Olympics are extra special because she's in them.
Yes.
She is a hometown girl. I mean, she's human, and she never stops being human.
That's right.
And her expression and sharing about her mental health, but also her joy and her precious marriage.
Yes.
I mean, just all of it. I mean, and bringing her friends here to train. I mean, she's, you know, she's like almost the rehab queen.
Right.
I mean, she's just the whole family. They're just wonderful, and they're really something for Houstonians to be proud of and brag about.
And we should watch. So at the end of this month, so June 27th and through the 30th in Minneapolis, that's where the final team will be decided. So,
oh, all right.
Yeah, okay, the Olympic trials, that's where they are.
Okay.
And so some other gymnasts to watch, Sky Blakely, Jade Carey, Jordan Childs, and Sunny Lee are others to watch to see who's going to go with Simone, because we're pretty certain she'll be on her way to Paris. So exciting.
Great to me.
So exciting. Okay, so I think from a sports standpoint, that is all, folks. I think that's all we have this week to talk about. Remember? We were at an event.
Oh, my gosh. The guys.
The person who's going to help you meet CJ.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I thought we'd do it in community. We can do it in community. We can do it here.
Well, okay. So stay tuned for community because
for sure.
Lisa,
we're going to talk
the
about
big connect, the big connect, and
to my precious CJ.
Oh my goodness! I'm
going to get to meet him.
Well, yes, that's what's going
to
happen.
To come.
More
we'll be
to
right
come.
Back.
We'll be right back.
Bye.
We are so excited to welcome Alexis Moore, CEO of MooreAlive.com, to the Culture Club HTX crew. Alexis is a true renaissance woman, successful business owner, speaker, and now she's added author to her growing list of accomplishments. Join us for a special evening at Hungry's in Rice Village, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. We're privileged to join her as she launches her new book, You. Learn more and purchase the new book at MooreAlive.com. That's MOORE-alive.com.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shivana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and I'm here today with my friend, the laughing person,
Shivana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. And guess what, Lisa?
What?
It's still June.
Oh my God. That means it's her birthday month.
Yeah.
So we're still stuck in the mode. I noticed that she's wearing one of her birthday gifts, this beautiful scarf. Did you realize it has a ship on it?
Oh, of
and
course.
He's in the shipping business?
I did.
I was just like, please excuse me. This could be TMI, but you know, that's as far as I'm going.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
We shall continue to celebrate June. We have another two whole weeks of
yes,
more.
I know. You're welcome.
Well, thank you for lighting up the sky.
Oh, well,
the
you're
whole
welcome.
Month.
You know, I just
so,
try.
And yeah, it's been a great month.
It has been. Lots of business things that are happening today.
A lot. And we have a special guest today that I'm so excited about. Everybody knows Russ Capper, my favorite serial entrepreneur. And when I got in the tech business, he was the rock star of the technology.
This is how she's been describing Russ. Seriously, everyone. She literally, I didn't even know his name. I didn't know his name because I kept saying she's in the rock star. I'm like, who is this human and what is his actual name? So we can actually talk about it.
So the first time I met him, and we're not going to go, you're going to have to wait to talk.
Okay.
The first time I met him, it was at the Black Tie event at River Oaks Country Club, which was a celebration of entrepreneurs, the first one Houston Technology Center ever did.
I remember
all
HTC.
I'd heard, his wife was a friend of mine, and I kept hearing what an incredible guy this Russ Capper was. And he comes in with his wife, and he's so handsome, and he has product in his hair, and he is just incredible. He looks like a rock star. That was the only time he ever wore product in his hair. Not that he doesn't look like a rock star today, but I told him he has to have some left. I gave him a jar every year for at least 15 years.
Of hair gel?
I think she confused me with somebody else.
I don't think so.
The rock star will not be confused.
No. Okay, so we're going to get right back to him. But first, we just have a couple of things we have to talk about that are going on in Houston.
Sure.
So two local professors, Jacinta Conrad from the University of Houston and James Shee from Rice University, have received grants from the Houston-based Welch Foundation to support their chemical research projects. I mean, they got $40 million for cancer-fighting research in Houston.
I know. I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, okay, I know we have got to talk. We need to have them on the show.
I never heard of the Welch Foundation.
Me either. We need to have both the researchers as well as someone from the foundation on the show because, yeah, I've never heard of them, but that's amazing. And the program is going to provide three-year fellowships to recent PhD graduates at Rice, Texas A&M, and your most favorite.
Let's go Horns.
University of Texas at Austin. Is that why you want to talk about it ultimately?
Hook 'em? Any chance I get.
Hook 'em, right?
We know I
bleed. Is that what
orange.
Y'all say? Hook 'em?
Hook 'em.
What does that even mean? Hook
go
'em
horns.
On the horns?
Yeah, hook 'em.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so, but the focus of the grant is all around transitioning polymers and yada, 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 but all leading up to cancer research.
Which everybody knows
right.
is my passion.
And
I'm here as the kahuna of the American Cancer Society.
Did you name yourself the kahuna?
I decided, who needs to be board chair? I might as well be kahuna, don't you
did
think?
Did you give yourself the name kahuna?
I haven't shared it yet.
Well, just
this
now.
This is my first time.
Surprise! That's hilarious. This is only something you would do.
Well, we'll get feedback on that
because
we have a lot of my board members who listen to us. And they might not be the
Madam
thrilled.
Kahuna.
Madam, no, I can just be Kahuna.
Okay. Well, anyway, what else is happening? Amazon, did you hear about the drone, expanded drone delivery? Did you hear about that?
Should I be scared?
Well, here's the thing. They can deliver gifts via drone for my birthday. And then after that, I don't know. Maybe I'll be afraid. I don't know.
Well, you and I live in high-rise buildings with doormen and concierge and package rooms, which they keep sending me a picture of. Mine looks terrible. They photograph when they drop off your packages.
And they're like, come and get your stuff?
But our package room, which when I look in, looks very neat. It looks horrible.
When they drop it off. Well, when you say that we live in buildings with concierge and package rooms, that really does sound pretty exclusive. That when you say it like that, we're regular everyday Houstonians.
I
just want to point that
one
out.
One moment. What I meant to say is we're protected.
Oh, yes.
We're very safe and we're protected. It's not some drone flying into my window on my porch. You know, I mean, that's what I really meant.
Okay.
But I seem to be flubbing a bunch lately. I need to start thinking before I speak.
Okay. Well, good luck, Big Kahuna. So let's talk to Russ, because that is the thing that I'm most excited about today. So Russ,
yes.
As I mentioned, you were positioned as the capital T rock star of innovation. I'm telling you, entrepreneurship of innovation. And I'm like, okay. And then when you agreed to come and be on the show with us, I'm like, okay, this is super exciting. So as I mentioned, serial entrepreneur and the rock star of the innovation industry. Can you translate for Lisa and tell us what that actually means?
Well, it's an exaggeration.
Oh.
Particularly in this city. This city is just unbelievable. Now, more than ever, we were talking a while ago about how successful the HX Venture Fund has been. And, man, it's just a happening place. Concerning me, if I had that reputation, it had probably as much to do with how I championed entrepreneurship and innovation through a show called The Business Maker Show.
Ah, yes.
Which was an interview show that started in June of 2005.
My birthday month.
Okay,
oh, how exciting.
Happy birthday. So in 2005, that's almost 20 years
11.
Ago, too. Okay. And I got to interview incredible people, both within Houston and outside of Houston. And I just loved it. And, I mean, I was an entrepreneur. I did four or five things, depending upon how you count them, and had some success and some reality too, and just loved it. I when I think back on it, I'm real pleased with my career, and I'm kind
That's of awesome.
pretty much retired. I still do a little video stuff, but man, I can't imagine how boring anything else would have been. So
how did you get into entrepreneurship? I'm pulling the Lisa. I'm going off script.
Okay. No, I think about that often because I knew nothing about it. I grew up in a small Texas town, Seguin, Texas.
Oh, I'm familiar. Okay. Yes.
And I noticed then when we got started graduating, I was just paying attention to what everybody else was doing. And the people in the affluent families all went to law school or medical school or dental school. And I knew why they did it. The earnings potential was significant, but it just seemed boring as hell to me.
Okay.
And I couldn't get excited about anything like that. So I just kind of cruised and had a great time in college. And towards the end, I started thinking, I'm going to think of what I want to do. And it's probably going to be my own idea. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to work real hard and I'm just going to be successful. And I knew it was going to be hard. Mm-hmm. I knew what people kind of overestimate and underestimate from the beginning. And I went through it and did it pretty well.
That's fantastic.
So what did you do first?
Well, the first thing I did was in college. It was in San Marcos. Mm-hmm. I started at UT. This is what made it a little awkward. I was a real serious basketball player in high school.
You know, I was a college basketball.
I heard that.
Okay. Okay. Just wanted to point that out.
All American, not Hall of Famer.
Okay.
But you're probably taller than I am even. And I got into UT and I knew I can't play here. and I was a little bit not liking a lot of things there and ended up transferring to San Marcos, Texas State. And I knew the basketball coach there because my high school team, we went to the playoffs and went through San Marcos. And I got there and was on the team ineligible because I transferred.
Right.
But I also was probably ineligible because I wasn't as good as the other people were. And fast and everything. But I said, I feel good about doing this because now I know. And I started having a blast there. So back to the question, while I was there, Hays County was dry. All the partying was out at the county line. We'd go out. And all of a sudden, I didn't do this often, but I read a local paper and there was a movement going to change it. Mm-hmm. And I went, wow, they're going to make it okay to drink here. So my first business was the Nickel Keg Saloon in downtown San Marcos.
Is it still there?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, we have to go. Live remote.
Yeah. No, but it was a rock and roll bar. Stevie Ray Vaughan played there. It was
what?
It was wild and fun. And but then after a while, I started thinking, I really don't want to be in that business my whole life because mm-hmm. the customers are always drunk. You know, you just have to deal with them. And a little thing happened in the business arrangement that let me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to this city and just knew this city was happening. And so I came here and got a job. I didn't start a company here. I somehow or another tricked IBM into hiring me. And I mean, it was real hard to get in there, and I did. And I loved it. I loved what it exposed me to.
Mm-hmm.
And I even started, I shouldn't go into too much detail because some of this stuff gets a little weird, but I even started a company on the side while I lived there, which is probably would get you fired back then. I mean, and I ran it out of my house, which most of the HOAs wouldn't let you run a business out of your house.
You were a renegade.
I was.
Okay.
I
like it.
But it turned out to be successful, and I grew it and grew it and sold it to me. What it was a company that sold and installed ceiling fans, and I sold them to home builders, and it got real big. And a guy that a lot of people know in town, Charles Sheffield, bought the company after about 15 years, and it's still operating to this day.
That's I mean, seriously. So quickly, what was your favorite venture of all the ventures?
Mm. Ooh, well. Really, my favorite was not necessarily a moneymaker, but it was the Businessmaker Show.
Yeah.
And doing the interviews. I mean, good Lord. The people that I got to interview, that I got to meet and talk to and champion their cause and learn their stories. I mean, I think I did close to 2,000 interviews.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it was a lot of years.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah. And did you do more than one major interview a show?
Yeah, it's not
okay,
often. Often in,
right.
in the beginning, we were on the radio, wasn't
right.
video, and we might have four that would come in and do interviews
right.
with
okay.
us. And that's where I met Lisa.
Met the lovely.
Yeah. We did get together.
And she was so good, and she loved it. Uh-huh. And she came up with what turned out to be a key segment in many of the shows, Women Mean Business, where she would interview very successful, often famous businesswomen.
Extraordinary
yeah.
women
yeah.
doing extraordinary things.
Things. Yeah.
I still just, yeah. I love my tagline.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the whole thing.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
do
we were talking earlier about, yeah. you know, we were pitching yeah. a big sponsor yeah. a few years ago. So my logo was a red high heel on top
yes.
of Women Mean
yeah,
Business. Yeah. And the end of yeah. business was two red dollar signs.
Yeah. Ooh.
And this particular client wanted the red high heel gone.
They were pretty conservative.
Oh, well,
yeah, well
to them.
We'll come back.
We'll come back to
yes.
that. But one thing you said that I wanted yeah. to double click on is yeah. you knew that entrepreneurship would be hard.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that because yeah. I think often people give up when they start their entrepreneurial
oh, sure.
pursuits because it's
yeah.
hard.
Yeah.
And they think, well, wait a minute, this is hard, so it must be wrong.
Yeah.
And that's obviously yeah. not true. So how did you know it was going to be hard? And then were there any things that you told yourself to just sort of stay the course and not give up?
Well, I knew that what you just said was part of the key, stay the course almost no matter what. In fact, if you just immediately are successful, you're probably going to fail pretty quick because you think, God, there's nothing to this. And that's just not the truth. The two big things that I always think people underestimate, and I probably went through some of this myself even, is how important sales is and how hard it is to just keep after it. You can't, and there's a lot of people that want to go do their own business because they don't want to be a salesman.
Well, right.
That's just a huge mistake.
Well, right. It's impossible.
It's an impossible.
You don't get your own business if you can't sell.
You're absolutely
Bingo.
Right. And the second thing is really the value of a nice profit margin. And where I learned that was in this bar. I said, well, golly, you know, we can sell a pitcher of beer for a buck and a half, and a keg has 32 in it. So, my God, we'll make $48. And the keg of beer only costs like 30. We'll make $18 on every keg. And it was real hard to do that, though, as it turned out. And I learned this a lot in all of my businesses both that I ran and that I interviewed. When I think about it also, though, the answer to that question was this ceiling fan business. It's really kind of goofy. The thing that motivated it was the OPEC oil embargo in the late 70s. I was in IBM. I was climbing the ladder. I was running a business on the side. And I'd been promoted to a manager. The branch manager was leaving town for a week and came to me and said, Russ, I'm going to leave you in charge, which isn't a big deal. I mean, it's just an office, but I thought it was a big deal. And the first morning I showed up while I was in charge, I got there early, downtown to Houston Center, got off the elevator on the 20th floor. And immediately I was just overwhelmed by the heat of the office. It was 80 degrees. And I went, what? This building? And I looked and found the administrator. And I said, what's wrong? Is the air conditioner broken? And she said, you didn't watch President Carter last night? And I went, no, what? And she said, this oil embargo, you heard of that? Yeah. Well, he's saying we can't burn gasoline. You can't get gas. You know, jeez, all the rules, Louise, and regulations. Woo! And I tell you that not just to start a business, but that really affected me. It affects me to this day about the whole energy thing, how dependent, how important it is. But anyway, as a result, I sat around for 2 or 3 weeks in that hot office. And we started bringing out fans like we had in school, those big silver ones. Mm-hmm. And they were all over the place. And I said, I know what's going to happen. You know, we're going to all be putting ceiling fans in here to cool these offices off, which turned out not to be anywhere close to being true. But I got a source. Mm. And it was a real interesting time, not to bore you with the ceiling fan history, but it was turning back around. Casablanca was the first one that came around and emulated old antiques. Before that, everybody was taking them out of their homes. And so I had a source, and I made two calls on big office buildings, and they just laughed me out of the place because there's no way they could do that. But then I could sell them to homeowners, to home builders. Mm-hmm. And I still remember my first successful sale. I got a call, and I had one of those little beepers, and I had a recorder at home. And so in my IBM office, I looked at it, and it was from Wood Brothers Homes, and they wanted to talk to me. And I went, oh, my God, you know, I'm so excited. And I drove out to their office while I took my lunch from downtown, and I walked. I still remember her name. Patty Shipley was her name. This is probably in 1978 or 9. And she said, we're going to do business with you. And I was just going, God, this is fantastic. And she said, but we want you to install them. I said, my installation crew is all booked up. Anyway, it was.
Obviously, did you have an installation crew? Oh, okay. They're booked up, code non-existent.
Right. Then she said, well, okay, then we can't do business. And I was so set on there. I thought about this, and I had a counter. I said, well, let me think about it. I said, we'll probably do it, but I want to tell you something. You can't put these devices in until people move in because they'll be stolen. They're popular. She said, I believe that. And she looked at me and said, but you'll have to do it on weekends and nights because both the husband and wife work for our homes. And I said, we can do that. That blew her away that we could do it. And we was me.
Was you? Exactly.
So then, you know.
So you were the installer?
Yes. So every day I'd race home from downtown to Houston Center and changing clothes and stuff and driving to the far corners of the county. That's where they were billing and would install fans.
That is crazy.
Okay. So one final question. If you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently?
Well, probably. I mean, I can, you know, go through the four companies. There's probably something in every one, so I won't go drag you through that. That's even worse than
you can come back for to tell us about that.
But probably what I would do differently is that I would have given it a lot more go and spent money in the interview business just because I enjoyed it so much. Mm. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, I could go through about five of my main interviews and talk about the sensational point, the thing that I learned.
Would you do it again if somebody wanted to fund it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Under the right conditions. Yeah.
You remember he's retired, kind of.
Yeah. Kind of.
Well.
And I am pretty much so.
Well, too, there's more
but
to
he's
come.
Sitting here with bookends who could really support
I
him.
Know. The
so
Twin
if
Towers.
If anybody's interested, you need to reach out.
Sell,
to
sell, sell,
it,
baby.
Well, I'm yeah, selling it yeah, because yeah. The cool thing was it was an online interview show yeah. as much as a radio
yeah,
show,
yeah.
but it was also video. In person.
Yeah.
So the events
oh, yeah.
that were created were not small.
Oh, yeah.
They were incredible networking events. They
Absolutely.
Were in restaurants and bars, yeah. and they you know caused yeah. business for everyone from Bar Annie
yeah.
to what's the name? Songkran,
yeah.
our
yeah.
friend,
yeah, mm-hmm. event there.
The Thai
yeah.
restaurant, yeah. all the yeah. breweries. I yeah. mean, we were all over the
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
So I think that means you must come back. I think that means we have lots to talk about. And I know that means
right.
we have to go to a break.
Right.
So
all
with
right.
that, thank you so
you
much.
Thank you.
And we'll be back.
Okay.
Thanks, Russ.
All right.
Bye.
Are you ready to turn back the clock and reveal a more vibrant and youthful you? Dr. Angela Sturm, Houston's premier double board certified plastic surgeon, is your gateway to timeless beauty. Her exclusive medical spa membership program starts at $99, and you can have radiant youthful skin that defies age. You stay focused and let Dr. Sturm help you stay fabulous. To schedule your appointment, visit drangelasturm.com and mention Culture Club HTX for a special treat.
This is Dr. Juliette Breeze, founder and CEO of Next Level Medical. Employers, are you looking for a cost-effective healthcare solution for your employees that will save you money? If so, visit nextlevelurgentcare.com and click on Prime to learn more. With our Next Level Prime membership, your employees will never take their wallet out for any Next Level service, including primary care, urgent care, mental health, labs, and more. Take care of your employees while taking care of your bottom line. Visit us at Next Level.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, and welcome back to Culture Club HTX. I'm here with...
the birthday person.
Oh, it's still June, everyone.
Siobhana Robert-Schreiber. No, this is really kind of a magical month. Think about it.
You are definitely having a magical month.
I am. But I mean, in general, June is like a really magical month.
Well, we have magical in the room with us.
Well, that's every month, though. But
and,
yeah.
and it has been a really great month.
It has been.
Yeah. Yeah, we really have. I mean, we had an incredible, we're talking community. We had an incredible event this week at
yes.
Angela Sturm's where we had people come and watch us interview Angela for our YouTube.
So if you haven't yet, go check it
go
out.
Go watch it out. Go watch it. But also learn all about skincare, glow and go for summer. And hopefully she got a lot of business and new
well,
customers
and, I
and
think,
us.
Well, yes.
More of us.
More of us. The other thing is we talked about sun protection, which obviously is right. very important now. We talked about rejuvenation. We
yeah.
talked about just overall, what do you need to do to stay looking your best?
Yeah.
And that's something that's very important to us, right?
Yes.
We're staying focused.
We
we're
care.
Staying fabulous. We care.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's... but. Fit National Fitness Month.
That's right.
And so all of it works in, it's not really community, it should have been.
It
fashion,
is community.
Who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
It's what
it's
we're
our
doing.
Show.
We're just, it is our show.
We can do what we
we're
want.
Just stepping all over everything because more, we have a big topic to talk about, but we have an event that we want to share
yes.
with everybody. The Harris County Education Foundation is doing a luncheon in October 2nd, I believe, at the Junior League, and Siobhana and I are co-chairing and co-emceeing. Patman Phillips is who we're going to interview,
yes.
who is the first female ever chair of the board of Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Which has a huge education focus.
Huge. It's
and
their
they've
focus.
Given away millions and millions,
millions
and millions.
Millions and millions.
Yes.
But Harris County Education Foundation is so unique, and people don't know what it is. But they are the supporters of all the activities and the ISDs in Harris County that are no longer funded by the ISDs.
And I think they're like 27.
Yeah.
Or I think
special
like
education,
that.
Art, counseling. I
yes.
mean, it's a huge focus and they fund it.
So, for example, if a teacher in a classroom needs supplies art supplies or whatever, whatever the
they
supplies.
They don't want the teachers to take them out of their
and
the money out of their pocket.
And that's what teachers would do is they would buy it themselves so they can apply for grants, and the Harris County Education Foundation will fund those.
So they are
such
incredible.
A great cause.
And our event's going to be incredible, but the real incredible thing that happened last night is that this our event is for early childhood education. But they do everything from early childhood to English as a second language, adult education.
Well, she said from cradle to career, which I thought, oh, I'm going to use that.
But so my particular passion has always been around adult education. Mm-hmm. And it just turns out that in the audience, the head of the adult education part of the foundation is best friends with CJ's mother. And she had listened to us and she came up and said, I know you really love CJ. I said, I love you, CJ. I love this man. It's hard for me to call him a man. He's still 22, I think. But that being said, I just love everything about him.
Okay, so let me interject before we go down the CJ's love letter, because we know you'll write it. So Lisa storms over with this woman that she's just met in tow, pointing and screaming.
She's going to introduce me.
Says she's going to introduce me. What are you talking about? So it's happening, people.
It's happening.
I mean, I think that you were more excited about that than the fact that we raised $16,000 at the event.
At least. We don't know. Maybe more.
Maybe more, but they're
committed
that like right then.
Yeah. But they had
and that was just a kickoff.
Yeah. It was just a host committee.
Not even the kickoff, right? Just a host committee event. But so yes, that tells you that you can do well by doing good.
Hey man.
That's your famous thing, right?
You know, I love that.
Okay, so let's talk about a few other things that I know you love. So
we'll come back to this.
Oh, well, of course, because I mean, she would go on and on. So there was a big article that came out that talked about the University of Houston system. They lead in patents among Houston area universities. Did you know this?
I read the article. I didn't know before. I knew Houston was very involved in innovation.
Right. And so,
I didn't know that.
But the patent game, I think, is really important because,
really important.
You know, people come up with all sorts of doohickeys and create all kinds of things, but it's not really a thing until it's a patent or it's trademarked or copywritten or whatever. And so we, University of Houston System, but then also some other universities are leading. So, for example, Rice has 14 patents, Texas A&M 66, and your beloved
University of Texas ranks number 3 nationally with 235 patents. We're talking this year.
That's impressive.
That is so impressive.
Only behind University of California and MIT.
I mean, hello.
That'll
do. I need to say anything
I don't think you need to say anything
else. I don't
think
we have to talk about it any further.
But I just think that it's amazing because it not only speaks to the universities and the systems, but the caliber of students and professors that are at the universities. I think that's super important because when people are thinking about places they're going to move, whether it's a business or an individual, they're thinking about the education system, both
without a doubt.
You know, early education all the way up through collegiate. And the fact that we in Houston have such great institutions, ones that are leading the charge in patents, that is good for us.
That's very good.
Big gold star.
Very
so
good.
Important for us to keep that in front of our mind and talk about. So another thing that we love is art.
We love art.
We love art. And the Houston's Public Art Mecca launches this new mentorship program for budding artists. Another great thing. So at Discovery Green, which is one of my most favorite, they're just launching this thing that they call the Art Lab. And the Art Lab is a mentorship program that's designed to support underrepresented artists by providing skills and the resources to create large-scale interactive public art. I think that's amazing.
I love that.
So when you think about large-scale art, so if you are in and around Houston and really greater Houston area and you see any sort of huge structure that is pretty. That's what they mean by large scale public art. And they're individuals who create this.
Yeah. And then there's also on purpose graffiti, like Gonzo. Well, there's artists.
Did you just make up the word on purpose graffiti?
Maybe.
Because I was just like, I've never heard of it. Okay.
Yeah, but Gonzo, I mean, if we think love, about it, Gonzo is like one of my favorite artists really in the whole world. I love his art.
He's great.
And what he does in neighborhoods and buildings and raising up communities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's got to be, I think he's involved in this.
Oh,
I read
pretty
his
sure.
name in it.
I'm pretty sure he is. And the thing for our listeners to keep in mind is that if you or anyone else you know this is interesting to you and you want to apply, mm-hmm. you have until July 14th, and the program is going to start in the summer.
In September.
Oh, in September. You're right.
Okay,
in September.
Starting in September.
Yes, that's right. And you get to collaborate with other artists. Obviously, Discovery Green, that we love. They're a part of it. And I think it's going to be great.
I do, too.
I think it's going to be great. So applications for art labs are open to artists, architects, and designers within 75 miles of Central Houston. Application deadline is July 14th. The artist will be selected in August, and the program will start in September.
And last but not least in our community, our beloved 41 turns, well, is it today? No, tomorrow is his 100th birthday.
It was
yesterday? It was June 12th.
No, it was the 10th.
It was the 10th?
Yeah, it was on June 10th.
Whatever day it was.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it was June 10th.
Well, it started on, either way.
Well, no, the celebration started on June 10th.
But you know what's most important?
Is we're celebrating.
That he's born in June.
You know, isn't that just the truth?
That's what's most important.
Seriously, you know, it's just like amazing.
But anyway, so there was this big, huge celebration. Hopefully you all got a
all
chance.
Over.
To, all over.
Houston, whatever. Where's A&M? What's the name of that city, college station? You know, it's been traveling all over the place.
All over Houston.
Concerts.
And other places.
The grandchildren are going to parachute jump, but I'm not sure exactly when.
Did it already happen?
I don't know which grandchildren. I don't know if my hero Jenna's coming to town.
All I know is the following. People who are born in June typically do amazing things.
Happy heavenly birthday, President Bush.
And with that,
we love you and we miss you. And with that, bye.
We'll be back.
We are so excited to welcome Alexis Moore, CEO of MooreAlive.com, to the Culture Club HTX crew. Alexis is a true renaissance woman, successful business owner, speaker, and now she's added author to her growing list of accomplishments. Join us for a special evening at Hungry's in Rice Village, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. We're privileged to join her as she launches her new book, You. Learn more and purchase the new book at MooreAlive.com. That's MOORE-Alive.com.
This is Dr. Juliette Breeze, founder and CEO of Next Level Medical. Employers, are you looking for a cost-effective healthcare solution for your employees that will save you money? If so, visit nextlevelurgentcare.com and click on Prime to learn more. With our Next Level Prime membership, your employees will never take their wallet out for any Next Level service, including primary care, urgent care, mental health, labs, and more. Take care of your employees while taking care of your bottom line. Visit us at Next Level.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavana Robert-Schreiber.
Hi, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and we're back with whatever your name is.
Shavana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. I just like looking at you when we come back and we come in because you do this little like sway dance thing.
I do.
You do.
When I'm introducing myself, I'm just kind of getting comfortable.
Yeah, you're like, hi, and you like sway.
Am I flirting with the microphone?
Yeah, it's good.
I don't have anybody else to flirt with. So,
well,
you know.
That is not true. No, but it's. I like it. That's why I just smile. Do you notice that? I'm just like.
I do notice you smile a lot, which makes me very happy.
Okay, so. Fashion.
The favorite. Return, we've got a big one to
okay,
start
well,
f- with.
Well,
because first of all, what's a flip-flop?
What
they
is
say a- it's returning. 2000 staple is back. This time with a luxury twist. Its resurgence is evidence that the old school playbook for starting trends can still work in 2024. Okay, I don't care what that says. I have never seen flip-flops disappear.
Well, first of all, there was a flip-flop, I think. I don't know what there were these things called rocket dogs back in the early 2000s. It was like this wedge flip-flop situation. I never had any because they were ridiculous, but people wore them. But we were just talking. I think flip-flops are what I have on right now, and you said these aren't flip-flops.
Those are slides.
And they have pearls on them.
Flip-flops are thongs. They're flip-flops. And they
pool shoes?
They're not all pool shoes. They're doing all kinds of stuff with them, but they are a thong. There is a thing between your big toe and the next toe.
And that's a proper
that is
flip-flop.
A flip-flop. Yes, that's a flip-flop.
So that's back.
That's what they're saying. But again, I'm going to say, where did it go?
Well,
does anybody know?
Well,
every man in America has one now.
Flip-flops?
Yeah, they wear flip-flops.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know about this story, and I'm not sure that I understand still the difference between a flip-flop and a slide and just a flat sandal. It's a flat sandal.
Flat with a thong.
Well, here's the interesting thing. So remember we talked about Nike. Yes. Like a few weeks ago. And here we go with the luxury thing again. Yes. So that's the spin on the flip-flop situation, right? Is that luxury brand Dolce & Gabbana, et cetera,
Chanel and Prada,
are getting into this flip-flop game.
They're being reimagined for various occasions, including formal settings, which just means they're putting heels on them. And
those are
jewels.
Like rocket dogs. I have to show you. I have to send you a picture of the rocket. They were terrible.
I can't believe I don't remember rocket dogs.
Because you would be appalled. That's why you don't remember.
Was it part of that? Remember those?
They were thick platforms. They were a platform like this thong situation. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to send you a picture because I'm like, what? Anyway, so this is happening and stay tuned. And if you know where flip-flops went, I guess, for the last, 24 years, let us know because we don't. Okay, Temu. You know what this Temu business is, right?
Yes.
And what is Temu?
Temu is a Chinese company that's competing like crazy with Amazon.
What do
prices
they sell?
Are better. They sell everything. Everything Amazon sells, but a lot of fashion stuff. And a lot of it is just, I don't think it comes in like it looks on the ads, but they're buying ads
okay.
on all social media and a lot of apps. Like, so if you play solitaire or people play Candy Crush so if you don't pay for the app, if you take the free version,
you
the Temu ad pops up constantly.
And it's just clothes?
No, it's way more than clothes. It's the Chinese e-commerce platform. It's only 2 years old in the U.S. It's now attracting more monthly repeat shoppers than eBay. They have 34% of surveyed customers purchasing from Temu at least once a month, compared to eBay's 29%, Amazon still dominating with 75% monthly shoppers. But they are aggressively competing.
So they are this direct from factory situation.
Kind of, yes. Yes.
So, okay, you said that it's on digital ads only. Right.
It's digital ads. I mean, post pandemic, people are still shopping online. You know, where 20 years ago, you went to the mall to be with your friends.
Yeah.
I mean, you went to
mall walk.
Even 5 years ago before the pandemic. But the pandemic stuck us in the house. And not only were we stuck in the house, most of us, even if we were working, discovered that we could produce what used to be 8 hours of a workday in about 2.5.
And so you...
Because you were focusing, paying attention,
exactly.
And you weren't distracted. So you get that done, and then everybody went shopping, which, of course...
Of course.
I never stopped.
Right, right.
But people really, really started. And it was a lot of fun to watch the trends that were happening. But Temu came, you know, they figured out after the pandemic that...
You know what this is making me think about? And I know we're in fashion, but still, it's making me think about the Blockbuster Video, Netflix... situation, right? So remember, used to go to the video store.
But in a sense, no, because it's not exactly the same
okay.
thing. Because we're going from one online platform to another. Where there's not a store where you buy Temu, and then
okay.
all of a sudden they're online. There isn't. Amazon, I think, tried to do stores and grocery stores, but it didn't work. People don't want to go to an Amazon store. They want to buy it online.
Okay.
And so the thing with Amazon, it's all products you know. With Temu, it's not. It's their product.
Has anyone that we know bought anything from Temu?
I don't know. I have not done the research as far as that goes.
You have magical. Okay,
how
talk to us.
How did it turn out?
Not great.
No. Okay, well, and there you have it.
There you have it.
So then the last thing that we need to talk about, because it is June, it is fitness month, and so our skin is a part of our fitness
Without
regime.
A doubt.
So let's talk about this sunscreen situation.
Daybird, an Austin-based tinted sunscreen brand, recently gained significant attention by winning the National Austin 2024 Pitch Slam. The victory promises to elevate its presence in the skincare market. The co-founders Whitney McElwain and Veena Krishnan launched Daybird to simplify beauty routines, offering a vegan, cruelty-free, mineral SPF 50 product that combines sunscreen, serum, moisturizer, and sheer tint.
But hold up. Dr. Angela told us.
Over the counter is never as good.
But all these And then it's, you know, 3-1, 4-1. She's like, the more in one, the less effective. So I don't know. I mean, she told us this. She just told us this. So, but this particular Daybird is available in 4 shades: water resistant, sweat resistant, coral safe, and free from. I mean, what is it going to
coral safe?
I don't know. And I'm thinking, is this, what is this?
What coral am I worried about?
Where are you? Where are you? I don't know. Maybe you're diving?
I don't know.
But apparently it's going to become some staple, and it has been marketed as an anti-beauty club. Okay. And with that I think that
me.
That's where we're not going to buy that. What? Anyway, so.
If I'm not going to be beautiful, why am I going
to
do it?
One thing we need to talk about also in, not community, but this is our show, so we do it whenever we want to. Uh-huh. We have a live remote next week.
Oh, we do.
At Hungry's in the Village. On the 20th, which is Thursday, for Alexis Moore.
That's right. Our guest.
Who is our guest. Businesswoman.
Yeah.
She wrote the book, You, and we're going
to go. And it's great.
And we're going to go celebrate with her.
So come visit with us, and you can buy a book, and she's going to sign it.
Yeah, it's
going
to be a party. So it's like, buy a book, sign. It's
free stuff.
Free stuff and fun. I think there's a DJ, and it's going to be a party.
Okay.
5 o'clock to 7.
You're going to come. Magical's coming.
Oh, well, then all the ladies, beware. Come dress without your anti-beauty skin whatever business.
You can wear it if you want.
I mean,
it's not out of business. If you want the Daybird stuff, you get the Daybird stuff.
Yeah, this is true. But, I mean, what is it going to do? Anyway, yes, we have that coming up, so that's very exciting. We've been doing a lot of live remotes.
Yes, we have.
I mean, we've been out and about. And then we also are going to go to the Houston Pro-Am.
Yes, but that's August, isn't it?
Well, it started though. So now it started this week, and so now it is on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I need to share the information with a friend of mine whose son is 14 and 5'11 and playing basketball and in basketball camp this summer. So
that
I
would
think
be fabulous.
He'd love it.
So places you can see us. Maybe we'll put together a little map, a little graphic that's animated. That shows us hopping around the city, bebopping and hopping
around. Are you
excited
to hear this, Kaylin?
Yeah, no, right? She's like, I leave, and then here we are.
Here we are.
No,
we're
but
just
seriously,
imagining
because we've been doing so many great things, and then we met some folks last night or the other night that are all about helping ex-professional athletes
survive and thrive.
Well, they said it a little bit differently, but essentially,
well, no, it is like, you know.
Well, what they said actually is they are both ex-professional athletes, both NFL, retired NFL players. And what they are doing is helping retired NFL players, but then they extended this to other professional athletes, transition from the field into the just regular community.
Yeah, but they're also working with high school kids so that they know how to think about a professional career and how not to get into the position that you may not have a plan for after or enough to take care of yourself.
This is right. So we're going to have them on the show.
Yes,
they were super excited about that. And then they have an event that they invite. I mean, people are inviting us to the things, and we're showing up.
And we're showing up. And guess what? Everybody laughs.
And they said at our event, they said that we were the best dressed women in the room.
They did.
I kind of felt bad because I was thinking, if I were another woman here, I'd be like, well, what does that mean? She looks me up and down. Okay, so as usual, I'm keeping you on track.
Are we on time?
Yeah, because of me.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And that's never happened.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. It's June.
Did I say thank you? No,
you,
you said you're welcome.
You looked like you were about to say thank you.
Yeah,
you
I did. Was.
You were. Okay, so with that, another great episode in the books. So much fun.
And we want you to stay focused.
Stay fabulous.
And stay fit. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
Are you ready to turn back the clock and reveal a more vibrant and youthful you? Dr. Angela Sturm, Houston's premier double board certified plastic surgeon, is your gateway to timeless beauty. Her exclusive medical spa membership program starts at $99, and you can have radiant, youthful skin that defies age. You stay focused and let Dr. Sturm help you stay fabulous. To schedule your appointment, visit drangelasturm.com and mention Culture Club HTX for a special treat.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission. partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't. Right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.